The 113th Congress, featuring a record number of women, is now in session. Joining us live, Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent, and the host of Face the Nation. Bob, good morning. Happy New Year.
Well, the same to you guys. How are you?
We're doing great. Hey, listen, we've got a new year, and we haven't yet fallen off the cliff. There was some talk yesterday about lawmakers being elected to do something. Are you buying into it?
You remember, what was that song that we used to sing in college? Here comes another one, just like the other one.
Just like the other one.
I can't even remember what the song was, but I remember that verse. I don't see any indications that anything here is going to be any different than what we've just gone through, which I would have to say is a low point in watching the Congress in the 40-some-odd years that I've been here in Washington. I can't recall another episode like this, but I think they put in everything in place for a repeat of what we just saw. I think this time it will be over raising the debt limit, and it will be go right down to the wire to the last day, the last hour, the last minute of that last hour before they finally do something. And what they'll do, I don't know. I suspect they'll do kind of a small deal like they did this time, the very minimum, and again, kick the major stuff down the road. But that seems to be the way things operate around here, or the way things don't operate.
Really?
So I don't see any reason to be optimistic about it, quite frankly.
Of course, John Boehner won re-election as Speaker, but a couple of the brand-new freshman Republicans already sent a message to Boehner by not voting for him.
Well, you've got, and that's one of the problems here, you've obviously got this split in the Republican Party, which was underlined when the Northeastern Republicans, and there are not all that many of them, broke away from the leadership when Boehner withdrew that bill to, give emergency aid to the people of New Jersey and New York that came after Hurricane Sandy. I mean, how long has it been since you could recall that there was a controversy over helping people after they'd been hit by a hurricane? That's just sort of a given. But in the new world of how Washington doesn't operate, you have that kind of a situation. So you're right. Probably the hardest job in Washington right now is John Boehner's, but I don't see much to be encouraging about on any side of it.
Well, what about the prospects here that Democrats were able to get something through the House of Representatives, even without a majority of Republicans? Does this give us something different than we've seen before, and does that offer a little bit of hope?
Well, I suppose, but I don't see why we should be congratulating the Congress for doing what's expected of it, and doing it in such a haphazard and illogical way. I mean, whatever they did, the process, the way they went about it, this is simply not how great powers govern. This is not how governments operate. And yet, these small things that we say, well, look, they got that done. But, I mean, what's to be proud of when you look at how long it took them to do it and how dangerous it was, and we're going again. We're going to have Mitch McConnell on Sunday, the Republican leader in the Senate, Nancy Pelosi, who's the leader of the Democrats. You hadn't heard much from her lately. I'll be anxious to see how they answer these questions. But, boy, I'll tell you, I don't see much to be proud of, if that's the word, at this point.
Well, it sounds like a good show Sunday. Of course, after it's over, you can put on the burgundy and gold and root for the Redskins.
There you go. Something actually happens out there on the football field.
See that? Yes, finally.
Our job watching the Congress is just watch nothing happening, which after a while gets you in the mood I'm in.
Listen, I don't want to embarrass you here, but you know what song you were referencing when you began our segment here?
What was that?
It was Don't Bogart That Joint from the movie Easy Rider.
Oh, really?
Yes. Bob Schieffer. Why, I never.
All right, Bob. Thanks.
All
Have
right.
a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.